File 9. Listening 2. 1.
Reception, can I help you?
Hi, does the hotel have any spare computer equipment for guests?
Is there a problem with the Wi-Fi in your room, sir?
No, I've just tried to plug in my laptop and I've forgotten my charger.
I'm sorry, sir. We have lots of adapters, but no chargers. If you come down to reception, I can direct you to the nearest computer store.
2.
What's wrong?
Ugh, I can't work out how to change this photo.
Give me the mouse. Let me show you. Have you uploaded the photo to your desktop?
Yes, it's just there. See?
Okay, so now we go to System Preferences here, and we click here. There you go.
Ah, now my son's drawing is the background for my computer. Thanks.
3.
Carla?
Yes?
This train journey is 45 minutes long. Are you going to play that game for the whole time?
Okay, I've stopped. Actually, you're lucky. I had too many games on my phone before, but now I only have one or two. I deleted most of them because it was annoying my boyfriend.
I can see why.
4.
Gus, have you ever used a password manager?
I don't really like the idea of keeping all my passwords online. What if someone got through the security of the password manager site? They'd have everything, my bank details, my photos.
So, how do you remember your passwords? Please don't tell me you only have one simple password that you use for everything.
Oh no, they're complicated with lots of different numbers and letters. They're all on the second page of my work diary.
You wrote them down? You're crazy.
5.
How was the presentation in Geneva, Kate?
Good, in the end. But there was a problem at the venue, which was a bit stressful.
What happened?
The internet wasn't working, and the latest version of my talk was stored online. I did have an earlier version on a memory stick, so I used that.
Well done. But I'm sure you'd have been fine even without the memory stick.
Yes, I agree. If I hadn't brought the earlier version, I'd have given the presentation anyway. I don't mind speaking without notes.